mark. 30-second stations, your next and final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Studios, please start your archive recording. Coming up on 15 seconds until airtime, mark. 15-second stations, have fun.
The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
They are calling the Hogs at the Catfish Hole tonight. It is bouncing around in here. We're glad you're with us. We're on the air with Chad Morris, and glad you're along as we welcome in the head coach of the Razorbacks, everybody, Chad Morris.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Got a great crowd tonight. Thank you for coming.
Do have a good crowd. First conference road trip coming up later this week to Auburn, and we're going to get into that as we move along. But I just want to get a sense of you. Went back to work Sunday, on the field yesterday and today. Kind of tell us how the week's going so far.
Well, we've had a really good week. I mean, today was another. I keep telling our players, just keep putting good days in a bucket. And you keep stacking good days on top of good days, great things happen. And our guys have responded. You know, obviously very disappointed over the last couple of weeks and disappointed last week. But, you know, how you respond to the events that have happened are definitely, you know, show a lot about your players and about your coaching staff. And it was back to work on Sunday, look in the mirror, self-reflect, and let's get better. And they have done that, and I'm very proud of our players doing that.
I wonder right now how much you call on your time at SMU when you were there early on and you were in a similar situation. You've been through this before. What do you do?
Well, I think the first thing you do is you don't flinch. You don't blink, you don't flinch, and you keep loving these kids. These players are giving everything they got with us. They come back to work. They got a great attitude of keep pushing, understanding that we all have to get better. Every coach has to get better. Every support staff has to get better. That's what you do, and you can't you can't waver from that. And as I shared with our players, I said, look, we're in a storm. This won't be the last storm of your life, but we're in a storm. And in a storm, All people on the boat, all people on the ship, they have to buckle down or you're going to get washed off. And that's what we've challenged our players with over the last couple of weeks is, look, we have to buckle down and hold fast because things are going to come through. And eventually, while we don't see that the sun's out there, the sun eventually is behind those clouds and we're going to get to it. But we got to stay the course. And when we do, we'll be stronger, we'll be better, and we'll have battle scars now, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to be stronger and better. And that's what I've really, Chuck, have gone back to over and over and over is that, you know, it's all about taking care of these players and knowing that, you know what, man, we love you. And I stood in front of those players Saturday night after we got off that field, and that's the first thing I said. I love you. I care about you. And let me tell you, we're going to get through this. We all hurt. We hurt together. We hurt. We know our fans are hurt, and we know our we understand that. But we're not going to waver, and we're going to keep pushing through. And that's because of the scars that I've had by going through this before.
There's a sanctuary, if you want to use that term, to the practice field. And I just wonder about your players being together, being on the field. That's kind of the area where I don't know that safe haven's the right term, but maybe it is.
Well, you know, when you can get back out there Sunday night after we watched the film and saw that, look, over the last couple of weeks, we've got a lot of self-inflicted wounds. We got to stop that. Let's go back to the basics of football, and that's ball security. And what we've done is a lot of those were self-inflicted, and so we have to stop that first and foremost. And so, but the great thing about it is, as I share with our players, that can be fixed. We can continue to fix that and keep working on it. And when you get them back out on that practice field Sunday night after they watch the film and watching them bounce around and move around and be able to – you have to have a grieving time, so you'll grieve a little with them. But then you'll understand that, look, no one is feeling sorry for us across the country. Not one team is feeling sorry for us. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to pick ourselves right back up, and we're going to keep moving forward, and this is how we're going to do it. You're going to follow me, and you're going to watch us because we're going to demonstrate how it gets done. And you get those guys back out on that practice field, and they come back out there Tuesday, had a really good day yesterday, another really good day today. And again, that's all you can do is keep stacking good days on top of good days, and that's how you're going to get out of the storm.
You kind of ended the suspense on the quarterback early in the week. You named Ty Story as the starter. Talk a little bit about that decision, if you would.
Well, you know, we've gone back and forth, and this has been going on since April. And, you know, these guys have competed. They've battled. All of them have. And, you know, we've started Cole at the start of the season, and we came back and started Ty for Colorado State and just went back and forth with it. And I was – completely content with it. Saturday was Cole's. It was his. I wasn't going to make a change. We were going to ride this thing with him. And, you know, and we got into, you know, the turnovers. And as I shared with him, I said, you know, the quarterback's main job is to protect the football. And we turned the ball over, and we could not overcome the turnovers that happened through the course, especially early on. And so, I made a change, and I wanted to put those young freshmen in and let them get some reps. And this week, I said, you know what, it's Ty's, it's yours, and let's go do this.
I was reading some of your comments, I guess, before practice today. You talked about the personnel, and we have lots of questions. And I'll just tell you, we have lots of questions about Dre Greenlaw. How's Dre doing? And you addressed that to an extent today and some others as well.
Yeah, glad to have Dre Greenlaw back. Dre, this is really his first week back. He's been in practice all week long, and it was great to see him bouncing around out there. Absolutely. Great leader for us. And it was great to see him bouncing around and just out on the field. We were very cautious with him and still working him in a green jersey. But he was there, and it was great to see him back. You know, we've had a chance to get that leadership back on that side of the ball. Now, Bumper Pool's done a really good job. But when you can bring a senior back in of the caliber and experience that he is, it's definitely going to help us out.
Hey, guys, walking in, let's welcome LaMichael Pettway and Armand Watts to the Catfish Hole tonight. They're going to join us here in just a few minutes. LaMichael's the leading receiver on the team right now. And, you know, we talked about Armand last week, and we're going to talk some more about the sacks. But I did make a couple of notes about the ball game. You had 9 quarterback hurries. When you were able to get to the quarterback, generally, good things happen for the defense.
They do, and our ability to put pressure on him, be able to get that, you know, like Armand and those guys being able to get their hands up and getting the passing lanes. We knew the ball was going to come out quick. He did a really good job of throwing quick game, and the wide receiver sighted Justin when you do bring pressure. So it's one thing when you bring pressure, you better get home, because you really put your back end of your secondary on an island. And so, you know, when the ball comes out quick and you got to make a decision as a coordinator, do we pressure and take a chance of getting a slant route that goes a ways, or do we rely on our front four to give us pressure?
On the other side, Mike Woods, freshman, got significant action. He's a guy that looks like he's going to be a player for you.
He's going to be a really good football player, a true freshman. I know there was time Saturday that we saw that looked like the quarterback and the wide receiver weren't on the same page. And, you know, everybody wants to blame, well, it's a quarterback's fault. Well, no, you know, when you put a true freshman out there at times, things happen. And that just comes with playing freshmen. And you know, there's those guys make mistakes, and they learn. And they grow from it. And so watching him out there Saturday and being able to make the plays he made and make some great contested balls and make some great contested catches, I should say.
Offensive line, what'd you think about Colton coming back? And is the right combination still something that you're looking for there?
It is. It's a work in progress. We're continuing to work on that and you know, getting Colton back and really just to trying to get him back into game shape. And, you know, when a guy's been out as long as he has, it takes time. But it was good to see him get in there for a couple series. Noah Gatlin, a true freshman, is starting at left tackle right now. He's doing a really good job. We've gotten Shane back. And, you know, some things we've done with Froholt, and obviously he's been at center and Ty's been at guard. So we're just trying to find that right combination. And it truly is a work in progress. There's a lot of cross-training that has to happen.
You mentioned Noah Gatlin's name. In a lot of ways, he kind of personifies where you are. Good football player. Freshman playing a tough position and just kind of learning in a trial by fire sense.
He has, and for the last 2 weeks we've started him and he's done a really good job and he has through camp. It's really hard to play at this level as a freshman. It's even harder to play in the offensive line at this level when you're a true freshman, and he's really accepted that responsibility and has done a great job. He's made some mistakes as we expected, but he's doing a really good job. He's got a great future as well.
All right, that's where we start on this Wednesday night. Coming up, you'll have an opportunity to ask the coach. It's brought to you by Academy Sports, of course, is always on the air with Chad Morris. Brought to you by the Lindsay Companies and by West Rock Coffee. And as we mentioned, Armand Watts, LaMichael Petway, they're going to be with us in just a bit, too. So stay with us. More to come on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 plus total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back. folks. We welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris, brought to you by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. It's time for us to ask the coach. This segment brought to you by Academy Sports. And you may see the Academy Sports sheets of paper on your table. If you've got one, write it down, raise your hand. David's going to start us off here, Coach.
Coach David from Fayetteville. Since we got off on a little bit of a slow start this year, what about recruiting in this environment? And I know we've got some great commitments, you know, and how do you hold those and how do you add to a class like this?
Well, the first thing you do, you know, when you're recruiting is you build relationships. And you build relationships that go beyond just the player coach. And that's the glory of being able to come in and recruit and have a full year. You know, when I got here, we really had probably, I don't know, maybe a couple of months, and you're trying to build a relationship really quick. I actually had about 14 days. And so what you do is through the course of recruiting, you build those relationships, really build relationships with the parents, and let them know that, hey, you know, there's going to be tough times along the way. There's going to be storms that happen, and we're going to work through this. And, you know, the guys come in, and they want to be a part of a program. And as I share with them all the time, you're not committing to play for the University of Arkansas. You're committing to play for the entire state of Arkansas, and that's a huge responsibility and something that you want to be very proud of. And so we continue to sell that. You get a great education, you know, a great degree and opportunity to be set up for the rest of your life. And so those are things that we talk about. And we always go back to football is just what we do. It's not who we are. We're going to develop you at just as much on that football field as we are in life as well.
All right, if you've got a question for Coach, raise your hand. Coach, over your right shoulder, Bill's got a question.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, we live in a day of social media, and I'm curious, how do you advise or instruct your players to handle social media, both the good and the bad parts of it?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I had we actually talked about this yesterday as a team. You know, one of the things when players come to play for us and play for me and play for our staff is, you know, before you leave, you're going to know who you are as a man. And I always challenge our players, 25 words or less, who are you as a person? And a lot of times, especially young players, they don't know who they are as a person. They're trying to figure this thing out. And then I'd share with them, I said, you know, we talk about who you surround yourself with. You know, show me your five best friends and step out of a room and let me meet with them, and I'll tell you all I need to know about you. But the bottom line is that if you don't know who you are as a person, society will tell you who you are. Social media will tell you who you are. And so we talked about, we put two circles up. One, the things that matter in your life. And we're living in an age that what people think of you matters, you know, and from the outside. And then the other circle is things we can control. And then you take the two circles and you overlay them, and when the two circles connect right there, what's right there in the middle is we got to tighten that thing down. The things that really matter and the things that we can control. You can't control what social media says about you. They're gauging you as a person, as a man, by the results of what a scoreboard looks like. And if you don't look out and you don't understand who you are as a person, you're going to follow that way, and you're going to see your self-worth as not being as strong. And so constantly, this is a big deal. I could talk all night long about this because I'm very passionate about our players understanding you better have anchors in your life and pillars in your life to hold on to when storms come. And so that's really what it's about. And I'm glad you asked that question. And these guys will probably be the first to tell you. We talked about that yesterday, didn't we, Pat? About just really having that anchor and knowing who you are as a man, and don't let something on the outside that you can't control define you. And unfortunately, social media is one of the greatest things we have in society. But it's also something that if you don't look out, you can get caught up in it and you have no control over it. And it defines you who you are. And that's not what we're about. And that's what this program's about.
All right, Coach, over here to your left. Daniel's got a question.
Yes, sir. How much does your faith allow you to navigate through storms such as these?
100%. Absolute 100%. You know, there is there's going to be many more challenges in my life and in these players' life along the way. And, you realize you lean on, we're learning as we go. God's got a plan, and when you continue to stay the course and you don't waver, I've been put in a leadership position, and I promise you my leadership position, not only leading young men, but leading a staff, they rely on me, and they rely on, is he going to waver? This team, when I stand in front of them every day, is he going to waver? Is his message going to change? My message will never change. I know what it's going to take to get us through this, and we're going to get together, and we're going to keep putting good days on top of good days. And my faith, I rely very strongly on my faith, absolutely.
All right, anybody else got a question before we hit the break? Coach, if you'll allow me for just a minute before we go to a break, there's a gentleman that normally sits right over here up against the wall, Gary Piker. Gary's having some health issues. He's traveling right now, having some tests. But I know through the power of the app, he's listening tonight a long way away. So, Gary, we're thinking about you. Thank you for letting me say that.
Absolutely.
Quick break. Players are next. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas Online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Folks, let's welcome in LaMichael Petway and Armand Watts. Welcome, guys. And how about the man to my right, Razorback great Quinn Grovey. Still gets the big round of applause after all this time. Guys, LaMichael, I'm going to start with you. 11 catches, 173 yards, 3 touchdowns. What's been the difference for you this year? You're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
For me, it's just about having fun. The game being fun to me again, and that's been key for me.
Now, I want to ask you, there was a play, I think, when you caught the touchdown pass a couple of weeks ago. You were by yourself over up against the boundary, one-on-one. When you're a receiver and, boy, you're locked up one-on-one against a guy you know you can beat, what's going through your mind right there?
I mean, that's what you live for. One of the receivers' keys is win 50-50 balls and win the one-on-one. So for me to go win that one-on-one, that particular one-on-one was a plus for me.
Armon, 3 sacks, 3 games. Seems, yeah. It seems like you've kind of got new life with John Chavis and this system. What's that like for you?
First, I want to give a big thanks to Chief and the belief he had in me coming into the season. And I think he was exactly what I needed coming into my last year, so I'm definitely excited.
Now, I asked LaMichael, you know, what it was like when he sees a cornerback out there that he knows he can be. Tell us what's going through your mind right before you hit that quarterback. You know you got the lane. He's in your sights, man. I mean, you know you're fixing to lay the wood to him. What are you thinking right there?
First thought is don't miss him. but it's hard enough when it is to get back there. And when you get back there, you got to make sure you make the play. So that's all I'm thinking.
All right. Go ahead, Quinn.
We need to be easy on that quarterback talk. What? Let's change it. What is it like when you hit a play-by-play guy? Like, just kidding. This team is, we played 3 games, and just for both of you guys are leaders on this team. And, you know, so how do you keep, you know, the offense, LaMichael and Armon, how do you keep the defense focused on, you know, just staying focused and playing the rest of the season?
I'll go first. For me, I challenge our guys to, like Coach Moore said, don't listen to the outside world. Control what we can control in our room, our defense, and just stay focused. Like we talked about the other day, we still have certain goals we need to achieve. Win the opener, win the Southwest, all those things, and those things are still attainable. Right now, I tell them all the time, we're still undefeated in SEC, and that's a plus for us. So I think we had that going into that mindset this week, and we're ready for the challenge ahead of us.
So, LaMichael, for the offense?
With the offense, man, just staying the course, coming to practice every day. Just steady going. Like you said, we still have goals that are still attainable. We're still 0-0 in the SEC. So, this Saturday, I mean, we can go in and be 1-0 this Saturday. Just staying the course, man, and just coming to practice every day with the same mindset that we have something to prove. That's our mindset.
Now, Armon, you're a senior, and you've patiently waited for your opportunity. I mean, and you have been disruptive so far, like Chuck talked about. He threw out the stats, and so how does it make you feel? I mean, you've waited this long, and now you got your opportunity to shine.
It's exciting, very exciting. I always knew my time was coming, whether it was early, late, however, and I just knew that when that time came, I had to make the most of it. And like I said, I'm excited to see where it takes me. I'm excited to see how it helps the team overall, the defense overall, and just remaining humble each week, and I continue to keep my foot, you know, on the gas.
Now, LaMichael, at 6'2 and 219, 215 pounds, whatever you are, I mean, big body receiver. And I know you've had some contact with Cortland Sutton. He's a guy that played at SMU under Coach Morris, and now he was a draft pick by the Denver Broncos.
Yes,
just kind of talk about Cortland, what he's talked to you about this offense and how he's helped you.
Okay, so I how it all started was, I mean, I never really knew about Cortland until the draft actually came. So when I found out that Coach Morris and the whole staff was coming to Arkansas, I reached out to him and just asked for, like, about a feel about Coach Morris and Coach Stepp, how he was as a person, as a man, as a coach, and he just reached out to me, man. He said that we're on the blessed end of it. We got a steal for sure, and he was just explaining to me about Coach Morris as a person, Coach Stepp as a person, how they were good people. And every day I come to practice, every day I step in the facility, I mean, it's been proven. Cortland, man, we have a lot of similarities. He's a great person. As much as I've talked to him, man, and everything that he's told me about Coach Morris and Coach Stepp has been true so far.
Yeah. So did you see his catch on Sunday, and did they rob him? I mean, it was like he had his foot in, and they called him out. Do you think that was a catch?
I actually did not watch
it. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought it was a catch. Yeah. I thought it was a catch. There's no doubt about it. But, you played at Nashville, but you grew up in Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And so talk about, I saw where the house that you grew up and how important that was with your great-great-grandmother. Just talk about the house and you growing up and how all that impacted you.
That's important to me, man. And to see that just go downhill and them have to move out of it, to have to vacate out of it because they weren't able to keep it up anymore. I mean, that's my why. That's the reason I do what I do. That's the reason why I'm pushing myself to become what I want to become because I want them to be able to go back to that house. It's important to me, and I know it's important to them because, they stayed there for a long time until they couldn't stay there anymore. But, that's my why, and that's important to me.
Because one of the things you talked about is, when you make it and get to where you want to be, you'd like to go back and fix that house up.
For sure. I've told my grandma that plenty of times, and she's holding me to that, so I have no choice, honestly.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, Armand, we talked about how disruptive you've been, and normally you see that disruption from a defensive end, and to get that productivity, three sacks, 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles, that's a lot of productivity from a guy that's on the inside. Just really talk about your mindset and really how that's happened, because you don't expect that from somebody on the outside. And when you can get that pressure, like in the A gap, B gap, that really forces a quarterback to have a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think about me being disrupted, it opens up for people like Sosa, Randy on the outside. So when I'm getting down on my stands and I'm praying I get that one-on-one block, I got to have a mentality that I'm going to win it every time, and that's how it has to be every time I get there. So just being relentless. You got to be relentless when you get back there. And when you get back there, like I said earlier, you got to make the most of it. So, yeah.
All right, guys, stay put. LaMichael Petway, Armand Watts, more to come in just a moment. On the air with Chad Morris on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan. Proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back. All right, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. LaMichael Pettway and Armand Watts are here. Let's welcome them back. Let's welcome them back. Guys, I want to get both your responses to this. Coach Morris was talking a little bit early about the way you get out of this. You just put good day on top of good day. Both of you guys came here, and it took a little while for it to get going, and you just had to keep putting good day after good day. LaMichael, is that a message that kind of resonates with you, and is that something you can tell the younger players about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's important to coach, so it has to be important to us. just us coming out with the same mentality every day, man, it's key. It's key for success for us, and it just shows that consistency to every practice.
And, you know, to follow up a little bit with you, Armand, I mean, you're a guy that, I mean, you just stayed in the fight and kept coming. What message do you give the younger players about that?
Actually, in camp, we have these little class meetings, and for one of them, I talked to the freshmen about who would be redshirting and scout team and who would be playing. And I just told the guys who wouldn't be playing right now that just stay with the process. Like I did, greatly, I had a chance to compete with some of the guys like Dietrich Wise, Jeremiah Ledbetter, Montrezl Spate. And look at Dietrich. He didn't start to his senior year. It was only 5 or 6 games, and now he's playing on one of the best teams in the NFL. And look how productive he is, you know. And he continued to fight every day, good days on top of good days, and just never stayed discouraged.
One of the things we like to do is really highlight student-athletes that get it done. And if I'm not mistaken, you've already got your degree, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's give it up for him. Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, that's something that's very important. So how excited were you when you were able to walk across that stage and get that degree?
I was definitely excited, especially in front of my whole family. To get it done in 3.5 years, that was a big accomplishment. Woo! To me. Thank you. But, yeah, like I said, it was a big accomplishment, never having to drop a class. I like to take classrooms just like football. You got to compete, and you got to get it done. So, yeah.
That's strong. So, LaMichael, one of the things, I know you've been here, and you got a couple of cousins that played in the SEC. Mm-hmm. And Cam Pettway at Auburn. He's gone now, right?
Yes, sir. He's with Lions currently.
Thank goodness he's gone. But during this time when he was here, was there a lot of trash talk going on with you and your cousins? Because you had one that played at Alabama too, yeah. Right?
Yes, sir. DJ. I never got to play DJ. He left, I think, my freshman year, actually. But Cam, man, it's never really just a trash talk thing. It never was. I mean, we're competitive, of course. That's a Pettway thing. But it was never really a trash talk thing, no.
Okay. All right. So Armand, when we look forward to Auburn, I mean, I know they caused a lot of problems offensively. So, from a defensive standpoint, what do we need to do to play well against Auburn?
I think we got to make them one-dimensional. That's been a problem in the past when they can run the ball and pass the ball. And I think if we continue to stop the run, make them one-dimensional, like I said, I think it's in our favor for sure.
Now, LaMichael, from an offensive standpoint, what do we need to do to get on track and have success against Auburn?
Of course, we have to run the ball well. And on the outside, we have to block as well and win the one-on-ones for sure. Every team that's been successful against them have won their one-on-one battles. So those three things are key for us.
Guys, we appreciate you being here tonight. And let's hear one more round of applause for Armand Watts, for Michael Pettway. Guys, great job. Going to take a quick break. Coach will join us on the table in a moment, or at the table in a moment. We're back with more in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Pettigene Griller or the All Beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Have you received a phone call from someone claiming to be the IRS, threatening jail time if you don't pay taxes back right away? Con artists are clever and alter caller IDs to pose as IRS agents in order to steal your identity or your money. Keep in mind, the IRS will never call you unsolicited or contact law enforcement to arrest you. Instead, they will mail you a letter. For information about the IRS scam, call 800-482-8982.
This is Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. For more consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at dominoes.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Welcome you back as we continue from the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We are on the air with Chad Morris, Razorbacks in Auburn, coming up on Saturday night at 6:30. Thanks again to LaMichael Petway and Armand Watts for joining us. And, both these guys have great stories. All your players have great stories. But I do think about Armand coming long way away and, you know, kind of bides his time and stays in it. And now he's playing and playing well.
Well, great. Both those guys did a great job tonight, as always, and really appreciate them and appreciate their hard work and their dedication to this university and to this football program. And I promise you, you're getting their absolute best every day. And we love these guys. And, you know, Armand being such a veteran player that is can be such an instrumental leader to these young players. That, you know, when young players come here, they want to play, they want to contribute, and then frustration sets in because maybe they're not playing as much as they wanted to. And for him to sit there and to be able to relay his message to these young guys and say, man, just stay the course. Understand, this is how I got to where I am. And obviously one of the best players we have on our defense right now, and it's because of he understood the process of just getting better every day. And now look where he's at.
There has been, that's good. I know there have been articles written this week about your relationship with Gus Malzahn, and it is unique from the standpoint, I think, about you as high school coaches, but then offensive coordinators. Yeah, you know, coming up through the ranks, so to speak, at the collegiate level and then becoming head coaches. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, it goes way back, early 2000s, and I had gone through a period of about four straight years of playing for state championships, played actually 64 games in 4 years. And what we were doing was working. And the next year we get into a bend in the road. It wasn't the end of the road, but it was a bend in the road. And I knew the game of football was evolving, and I knew I had to stay on cutting edge. Didn't matter what I did in the past. And so a friend of a friend put me in touch with Coach Malzahn up here. And from that point, the relationship started, and we had talked ball from that point forward, all the way up to you know, still currently. Now, we don't talk ball now, but now that we're in the same conference, you know, it is. He's a great friend, both he and Christy and their families, and this goes way back to the early 2000s.
You know, you said something there that caught my ear. You talked about how, you know, football was changing, and you hear a lot of people say that. Was there a point when you realized as a coach, this game's changed, and this is how successful teams are going to be doing things as we move forward?
Yeah, it was in that time of one of the more humbling times of my career, in the early 2000s, when what we were still doing and continuing to do wasn't getting the results that it did in the past. And so I realized at that point, this game is changing. You better change with the game and better figure out how to stay on the cutting edge. And so that's just part of, maybe that's just part of, the high school coach in me. And maybe it's part of just the way we think is that there's always something a little bit better, and we got to continue to evolve and adapt.
You're playing a team this week that's very skilled. Everybody knows that. I also know your focus, if I read everything right, is on the Arkansas Razorbacks this week, because that's really what you can control, isn't it?
It is. It is. The only thing we can control is us getting better. And as we mentioned earlier in the show about going back to work and putting good days on top of good days, these guys are doing that. They'll continue to do that. We know that we've got a great opponent ahead of us. We've got to continue to get better as a team. But we also know that, you know, we've got a great challenge ahead of us and a great, what I refer to as a great opportunity. And our guys are going to be ready. They're excited about this opportunity that's in front of them. I'm very knowledgeable about the offense that they run. Kevin Steele was our defensive coordinator when I was at Clemson, so I know Kevin very well. And so everybody knows each other really well. And, you know, and you go out there and you go out there and compete, and that's what we're going to do. You know, it goes back, you know, Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback for him. Well, you know, my wife taught him in the third grade, and so this is deep. And so it's a great opportunity, and I look forward to this as well as our players do as well.
One of the great things about sports is that, I mean, you can have friends and then just compete like crazy when you're going up against each other. And I've gotten to know you, and I know Gus Malzahn, and I know both you guys are terrific competitors. So you may like one another, but the competition is going to be fierce.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll shake hands after the game and all that, but we're going to get after it and go compete this Saturday.
It's going to be a road environment and conference play. What do you tell your team about that?
Well, we're going to focus on ourselves. We got to bring our own energy, and that's one of the messages that we always talk about is make sure you pack the energy. We have to supply our own energy, and we got to supply ourselves of just making sure that we're able to pull each other together when adverse times happen and keep pushing forward.
I was interested in listening to Armand talk a minute ago about John Chavis and the defense, and you've kind of talked about it a little bit tonight as well. One of the things that they have been able to do is force some fumbles. I think they forced a fumble in each of the three ball games. If you're going to win a game like this, it stands to reason that forcing some fumbles and recovering some fumbles and having some sudden change plays go your way, it would seem like you'd have to have that.
Well, back to basics. You know, basic fundamental football is taking care of the football. If you're on offense and if you're on defense, you got to get the football and you got to take it away. And the turnover margin in these games is so critical on the outcome. And so that continues to be our focus and will always be our focus. But we just go back to the basics and understand, you know, defensively from their front seven, very sound and very deep, very aggressive. And so we know we got our work cut out for us, but these guys are up to the task. We've got to protect the football, and as we chair our quarterbacks and talk to Ty, you know, we've got to, you know, as we got to be able to hit the wide open receivers, and we got to be a surgeon with the football and in our quick game, and that's what it's going to take and protect that football.
All right, quick break. Back with more in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football, and with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Roll on, roll on. Every day the unstoppable. do the impossible. We the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll. Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on. Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
Georgia's Majestic Lounge and the Razorback Foundation present Cody Johnson and Friends.
That's why I'm proud to be her man.
Don't miss Cody Johnson live Friday night, October 12th at First Security Amphitheater in Little Rock.
Never seen anything wild as you.
Let Cody Johnson and Friends help you get your pregame on before the Razorback Ole Miss game. Portion of the proceeds to benefit the Razorback Foundation. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at georgesmajesticlounge.com, stubs.net, and codyjohnsonmusic.com.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. Time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. Back with a final wrap-up and look ahead. It's the last segment of tonight's show, presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-to-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, we welcome you back one final time tonight to the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We were on the air with Chad Morris, Razorbacks in Auburn at 6:30 coming up on Saturday night. Coach, in the time we have left, or at least part of it anyway, I want to go back to a question David asked at the very beginning of the Ask the Coach segment. He was talking about recruiting. You know, we tend to focus on the games that are being played and the outcomes and such, but you go back, and not only do you go back and work with your team and stay the course and preach your message, you got to get on the horn and talk to those recruits too, don't you?
Well, we do, and that's usually what Sunday nights and Monday nights are for, and we'll get guys on the phone tonight. I'll talk to probably anywhere from 45 to 50 sets of recruits and parents through the course of a week, and just building that relationship. And a lot of them, there's a lot of similarities, a lot of there maybe they went through a difficult difficult loss. And so you preach the same message. They ask, hey, coach, how are you handling it with the team? And, you know, what do you suggest with us? And so there's a lot of things that you talk about. Now, obviously, we talked to them in the past about our writing campaign. We had several of our committed guys that were here last weekend, and get them back on the phone, and you talk, and you just continue to build the relationship. And sometimes when you talk to recruits, you don't talk anything about football. You talk about maybe what life is about, or maybe how their school's going, and because sometimes that's what they don't want to hear football. They understand that. Well, they want to hear about other things and about family and how things are going.
When you talk to the parents, is there a common denominator among all of them that you suspect they talk to all coaches about?
Well, there is, and you know, we want to be different. I've got kids. I got a son and a daughter, and I want them to understand that if we're so much entrusted to be able to be a part of their son or their grandson or their nephew's life for the next 4 years, that we'll impact it for the next 44 and 54 years, and we're going to do it in a way that's going to help bring the morals and values that their families have brought to them to get them to the 18-year-old and build on it. And so really talk a lot about life and a lot about the way that we want to continue to raise these players into fine young men and leaders in communities and in our society.
LaMichael said a little bit earlier that when you were hired, he contacted the player to find out what you were like. And I suspect that once you get a player here, your players who were already here become your best recruiters.
They do. He reached out to Cortland. And Cortland, when we got to SMU, he was kind of in a same situation that some of our players were in. There was a coaching change. And there had to be trust. It had to be built. And that trust took time. And I think his words back to Petway were just reaffirming that, listen, if you'll give these guys a chance, they're going to be a part of your life far more than just about the football. And I think these young men are finding that out. And you find that out when there's tough times. And we say it all the time. Everybody's an All-American when it's 72 and partly cloudy. But when it's 106 and it's 4th and 1, you find out a whole lot about yourself.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you being here tonight. Wish you well Saturday at Auburn. Folks, let's hear it for Coach Chad Morris. As we wrap it up tonight, want to remind you it's going to be a 6:30 kickoff on Saturday night. Pregame along the Razorback Sports Network is going to start at 3:30 in the afternoon. The SEC Network is going to televise the game. If you missed it, it's going to be an 11 o'clock kick the following week down at Texas A&M. And we are right back here next week. Hope you will be, too, for more On the Air with Chad Morris, live from the Catfish Hole on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. by Shelter Insurance. Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy, proud supporter of Razorback Athletics, always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurant, proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.